Hey, Nick.
Hey, Chase.
It's that time again.
What time is it?
Time for
Fuck This Place!
I used to live in Santa Maria, and I did see one where it was like he would pay a girl, or I assume it's a he, would pay a girl to cut his hair naked.
He was naked or she was naked?
She's naked.
She's naked.
It was like a job. And I was like, do I want money this bad?
Yeah, yeah. You're like.
The answer was yes.
You
no,
took
I
the job?
No.
All right. Gotcha. Welcome to Fuck This Place
with Chase and Nick.
And our amazing guest today is Brooke Martin.
Hey. Hello. Brooke Haley Martin.
Brooke Haley Martin.
Actress, writer, producer, all around awesome gal.
That's very true.
In Los Angeles.
See, I can't go by just Brooke Martin because then my initials would be BM, which is bowel movement.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. That is. That's
gonna
shut
really,
you down in Hollywood.
That's going to really cut you out of the game from like people who are 50 plus years old.
So now I'm like the three name gal, like SJP, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Right.
SJP.
Those are the two uh-huh. three name gals.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
As we well know, the three name gals. So we start every show, Brooke, mm-hmm. with a segment we like to call Fuck This Place.
Fuck this place.
And we decide whether we hate this or not, whether we think Fuck This Place or not. So I'm going to read the title of three Craigslist postings, and you're going to decide which one we're not going to read, and then we'll read the other two. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So which one are you least interested in?
Okay.
Okay.
Our guest is from the 209. She's from Lodi, California, but as we mentioned, too small. We couple up with all the surrounding cities, including my hometown of Stockton.
I just want to be clear that I'm not from Stockton. Uh-huh, I'm from she's, neighboring uh-huh.
city. We can talk about that off pot. You don't have to get into that. We don't have to get into that right now.
So the three that you choose
wine
from.
Country.
Number one is experienced debt collector. Number two is just new positions open, exclamation point. And the last one is cellar worker under general labor. So which one do you not want to take a look at? Okay. Experienced debt collector, new positions open, exclamation point, or cellar worker? Which one are we cutting?
Debt collector.
Okay, great. So we're moving straight into new positions open, exclamation point. So I'm going to start reading here. I don't know, maybe you can help me out region-wise. It says, we are looking to expand our team in the Tracy area.
I have a fun job about that area.
Okay, great. Exclamation point. This is two exclamation points so far. If you would describe If you would describe yourself as driven, self-motivated, and someone who enjoys interacting with new people on a daily basis, then you are at the right place! Exclamation point.
Ooh.
So far, no place has been identified.
Nope. We have no idea what this is.
This could be anything. We want someone with a strong work ethic, integrity, and drive. We require someone with some customer service experience and or is willing to learn. That's the end of the first paragraph. Mm-hmm. We still have not heard who or what we are doing.
Yeah.
Finally, it says, Benefits Consulting Corporation, pause. What is that?
Yeah.
Is currently looking to fill multiple positions, providing excellent customer service to our existing clients and potential clients.
So this company doesn't exactly exist yet. Yeah. Yeah. Correct. That's what we're gathering.
No. We have hit
two guys.
Sentence after sentence. Mm-hmm. This is two guys who
pre-five guys.
This is the first two of the five.
Yeah.
And they've got potential clients and existing clients.
I feel like that means that they've pitched this to some of their friends and their friends are like, yeah, sure, I'd be into that.
I was going to say, like, my mom. Like, I've pitched this to my mom. My mom is currently on board moving forward. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
looking for driven people, self-motivated.
Here's another red flag. I mean, chock full of this one. We only promote from within, okay? And it is based on personal performance, not on seniority. We are a family-oriented, so mom is involved.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And we offer a supportive and encouraging work environment.
Mom is our biggest investor at the moment.
What I like is that they only promote from within, and this is a family company, so it's very this nepotism is going to play a big part.
And we're on Craigslist right now, so
yeah, nepotism, incest, a lot of just keeping it real local.
And
your 23andMe results.
Yeah. And yet now they're reaching out. This is like. Mm-hmm. they ran out of family members, or they're just trying to get connected to other family members in the Tracy area.
Yeah.
They're just like, we are trying to get a hold of Cousin Luke.
We have tried all other means.
If your last name is Miller, please submit.
If you have seen him, please let us know. Okay, well, then it jumps into what we offer. And it's quite the list here. What we offer. Flexible hours.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a red flag on a Craigslist post, I would say.
If someone says flexible hours.
That
fits in my schedule. That's what I need.
Oh, sure.
I think I'm interested. Is that wrong?
I'm not interested.
I'm going to say that, I mean, we go over this again later, but as of right now, no, I'm not interested. But let's keep going.
As a fuck this place first, I am genuinely interested.
I would say so far that I have no information, so I can't even be interested. Yeah. Okay, so we... Or not
is this a comic book shop, a Chili's, a gun range? What's happening here?
I mean, look at the comp. Okay, sorry. We do not get ahead.
I'm sorry.
Please. I've spoken for.
There's so much going on here. What we offer, flexible hours, weekly pay. Again, weekly pay is a red flag for me. Unlimited income potential. Those three say you are making sales, and for some reason... We have not told you that you're making sales.
Yeah.
And they're not telling you because you're selling something bad.
I feel like you should go into people's homes when they're like, I don't know what to do. I'm unemployed. Like, Chase, please help me. And you're like, well, let's break down every job offer you have.
I mean, to some degree, that is what the first portion of this podcast is about.
Like, this is a special skill.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm in HR recruiting, but we are developing a system by which we judge positions.
Yeah.
And
we are real cynical about it.
Certainly, and I would say that a cynical
eye. Like most of what we see.
I would say that we don't like what we see
mm-hmm.
most of the time. But that's because I think the premise or the thesis of this entire podcast is most jobs are bad.
Yes,
okay.
So
back to this real quick. So it's like
a weekly
bonus opportunity, 4 months of employee development and mentorship, and then paid annual convention. Is that the family reunion that we're getting back to? Is that what that means?
We are headed to the lake.
Yeah. For the
to go tubing.
Yeah. The Miller barbecue that we like to have every
it's
year.
It's the annual convention.
You're from Stockton. Where are you from, Chase?
I'm from North Carolina.
Okay, so you understand
Stockton,
tubing.
North Carolina.
Okay. I've been to North Carolina. Loved
Great.
It. It's probably my second choice living area.
Yeah, I would say it's probably in my top three as well. Yeah.
How many?
I've been to Asheville. That's where I met Chase.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Met him in Asheville, North Carolina. From
what?
His
Nick
hometown.
Does not stop talking about how much he loves that place.
Yeah,
I love fireflies.
I
had never seen fireflies before.
Oh, but yeah.
Yeah.
Asheville.
Wow.
Anyways, man, we have a lot to talk about off pod, but we have to stick to this.
But you understand tubing.
I do understand tubing, like lazy river tubing. Yeah, for sure. The Miller family loves it.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is too much. After paid annual convention, which is its own preposterous notion, it says benefits including health, life, and retirement. But they didn't say 401k, which means that says to me they don't know about what retirement benefits include.
Yeah, no, you just get a Roth IRA. Yeah.
This is still to me just several guys sitting around a fire pitching this to each other.
For sure. On Coke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, around the fire on Coke. Yeah, it's the Miller way. And then I'm exhausted. Then it says preferred skills and attributes, experience in customer service or management in any industry. However, all applicants will be considered.
So if you're not in any industry, you'll still be considered. Yeah.
This really is two guys. One is the brother on Coke, and the other one can type.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is it two guys, one couch?
I hope so.
Like, we're looking for anything and also nothing. Whatever. Whatever you are. If you are a physical being, bring it.
I am still willing to sign up. Like, I'm still interested.
Okay, well, let's see if this changes it. Because this last sentence has a real curveball at the end. For immediate consideration, please forward your resume. Immediate consideration. I'm sorry. For immediate consideration, please forward your resume along with contact information to the email address provided, and our director of agency development, Ms. Page, will contact you.
Mom!
Yeah, Ms.
Whoa.
Page. Best case scenario is someone's mom. In all reality, she is a fake. She's just an email account.
Yeah, no, because she's definitely actually Mrs. Miller, but she just goes by Ms. Page.
It's Ms. M-S-Page. Dot Ms. Page.
Oh,
this
Ms.
is
Page.
The un. Is Ms. unmarried? Is that what that is?
Ms. is.
Yeah, Mrs. is.
MRS.
No, Ms. is I refuse to be acknowledged by my husband
or
by my independent.
M-I-S-S.
Yeah, so Ms. is like the equivalent of Mr. without being identified by whether or not you have a man.
So this is a refined woman.
Hella refined.
Ms.
Page. I like to think a beehive haircut.
Definitely.
You know? That's what I think. But
definitely
okay.
Claw fake fingernails.
Yeah.
Like the really
long
ones.
Some kind of small pet. Like or a small pet like a small dog or a large bird. That's what
or
this
a chinchilla.
Woman chinchilla could be
she looks like? Is that what you're saying?
No, no.
No,
if she has that haircut, she definitely looks like a bird.
Her
that
haircut
she has.
Yeah. Her haircut mimics the animal.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah,
like
yeah.
a familiar, like a witch has a familiar.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ms. Page.
Ms. Page.
I feel like she's a Harry Potter character.
And she's the person we're supposed to contact. I assume the address, email address provided, just so we're checking here, is it just a random Craigslist email? It's not like Ms.
Yeah,
Page
yeah, yeah.
at importantopportunity.org.
Yeah. It's definitely a Hotmail account.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
mm-hmm. So.
Not good.
So, and then the compensation, as Brooke
okay.
was getting to earlier.
We do need to get to this.
This is a full-time job with flexible hours, which cannot both exist.
Correct.
So, you need to fill out X amount of hours to be full time. So no way it's flexible. That was a lie. $60,000 to $70,000. Right.
So much.
But it's also not identified like it because this was paid weekly. $70,000 a week is what they're potentially offering you.
Okay, seriously, I don't see any reason to not sign up.
Mm-hmm. I guarantee
I would say
you.
This is
Where's
built on
phone?
Lies, and that's
I
why.
Need to respond on my phone. Where is it?
I couldn't tell you. We could respond. We've mm-hmm. done that before.
We have responded to jobs.
We sent out a text. Mm-hmm. It was that one had a text.
This
and we could
is the
yeah, that one we could text.
Podcast.
And yeah, no, but it got real scary real fast. I feel like, but
yeah, it was about. He wanted to know if I owned a gun. Anyway. Fans of the pod know what we're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah. Patreons know.
Way,
yeah, good idea. For those who, for those who can't see, Brooke is getting down to business and has removed her shoes.
Okay.
So yes, $60,000 to $70,000. We're going to say yearly, just to go on the ballpark. Mm-hmm. Still a massive.
Don't mean to assume Ms. Page, but yeah, yearly is what I'm thinking.
I don't want to talk back to Ms. Page.
Yeah, I don't
but that's a massive amount of money.
I feel like
for
get her son Neil on me.
A sudden what?
Neil. I feel like she's got a boy named Neil.
Oh, she has an, yeah. Well,
yeah, Neil.
Sure. From her third marriage. Because she's, again, a refined woman. She moves on to people who don't
respect her. She
knows
what she wants. And it's not those first two bums.
Nope. Mm-mm. And it's not the person who wrote this post.
Mm-mm.
$60,000 to $70,000 is a massive amount of money for a completely unidentified industry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That we have entered into.
I also would like to point out, just because this is partially where I'm from, that there's no fucking way that this is real, considering where
yeah.
they are located.
Regional experts,
and the salary.
Would you like to weigh in?
Like, I live in LA, and I make about 10 grand less than that, and that's me trying.
Mm. Hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not
we'll
to
get
put
into
my
that.
Net worth mm-hmm. online. Mm-hmm. But,
I mean, let's look at the map here. It does seem very Tracy.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what that
Tracy
means.
Tracy is just like cows and.
Uh-huh. Okay, so then no fucking way.
Yeah, there's no way.
Well, it has a lot of like chain restaurants too.
Okay,
like,
yeah. So if you're selling like whole chain restaurants,
it does have a Texas Roadhouse, which is everything to me.
Oh wow,
like,
yeah.
The bread and apple cinnamon butter.
Sure.
But it's like it's the midpoint between the San Joaquin Valley and the Bay Area if you wanted to commute. So you would buy a house there, like a cookie cutter house.
Got it. But this is not in real estate. Otherwise, they would have told us. It was real estate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
We don't even have a company name.
Okay, I'm gonna say, fuck this place.
I'm gonna say fuck
not,
this place.
Not interested. Fuck this place.
Same.
You?
I want the salary. Okay.
All right. Are you in?
You would.
Well,
you
don't. You,
can I see the next place?
Yeah.
For sure.
Like,
yeah,
I'm taking multiple
absolutely.
Interviews and I didn't get.
We are gonna make decisions. Okay. So next is seller worker.
Lodi. Oh, see, I said Wine Town.
Yep, mm-hmm. You're absolutely correct.
I thought
so,
cellar was like a basement. I don't know why I got excited.
I thought,
by
well,
that.
You know, here's the thing: a cellar is a basement. Let's be honest.
Yeah,
but this is like wine cellar.
It's a classy basement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get to it. It says, well, cellar worker in Lodi,
mm-hmm.
hometown hero over here. Job summary: a large winery in Lodi is actively seeking candidates to start immediately for the harvest season. This is posted seven days ago, so.
Mm-hmm. No, harvest season's coming up for Lodi.
It's definitely coming up.
Oh, harvest season is brutal as well, as far as I know, right? Don't you work like crazy amounts of hours?
I bet.
I feel like I'd...
No, you go to the grape festival, which is better than the asparagus festival.
Which is what happens in Stockton. No one else knows that except for me and you, Brooke. What are you doing?
This has been an ongoing feud between Nick and I about which feud. Is better.
Yes, but...
Oh, man. That's an on which one it is.
Topic. But I thought during the harvest season or whatever, that it's like you work like 14 hours.
I bet. Sense. If you're harvesting anything, yeah. You only have a limited window to harvest the only thing that there is, which yeah. is grapes.
Yeah, and I feel
or
like...
Or apples
yeah,
or whatever yeah, yeah. it is.
Down
but
in the basement.
But if you're privileged, the harvest season is the best time of year.
Because you can get very drunk.
You get pumpkin rides. Mm. No! Well, yes. But like you get pumpkin rides.
Oh, this is the
and
festival.
You go yeah, to like yeah. mazes.
Yeah, everything about you is a very Halloween
out,
energy.
And, like,
yeah, I can definitely see that you're a Halloween bridges. Enthusiast.
Yeah.
Autumnal mm-hmm. enthusiast.
And Christmas. Mm-hmm. Fuck sure. Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm kidding.
All right.
Kidding.
That's fine. Okay. We're jumping back on it. Work description. Contractors will be working harvest seller positions. They can be moving into a number of areas during harvest. They should be prepared to handle large hoses. Moving. Yeah. We just got to laugh a little bit at the word hoses. Handle large hoses, moving wine from one silo to another. Period. Okay. I thought that sentence was going to keep going. Using pumps and dragging hoses. Period. Okay. All right. So got a little mixed up, uh-huh. but we do get that there's hoses. Connecting lines. More hoses. Some candidates may climb into tanks and sweep out or hose out the tanks. A uh-huh. lot of hosing.
Now is that what you're supposed to do, or are they saying that's an option? Like you can. Some candidates may climb in.
Can we rename this position hose worker?
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Work all the hose.
Yep. Adding ingredients to wine. And washing out barrels with what I can only presume is a hose.
Yeah. Do you think that they were writing this post and they're like, man, I'm saying hoses a lot?
No, I do not think that. I think because
I feel like that's why.
They were like, should I say hose one more time? Yeah. And they were like, I guess not, uh-huh. but I probably should.
Yeah. I feel like if they're like, man, I'm saying a lot, it was like they finish it and they reread it out loud and like, oh shit, we gotta go back.
I think what happened is this person was writing it. They just said hose 100 times, and they were about to revise it. And then someone handed them a hose, and they had to get to work.
Yeah.
So I think that they're fine with it.
He was getting tired of writing out a water projectile tube.
Yeah, there's a lot of hoses, dude. Okay, things to consider. I do like things to consider. This is a new,
I've never seen like a, hey, think about this
before
you come in here. Just think about something for a minute.
I've definitely heard people say like, you know, at the end of a post, like you need to think about whether this is the right thing for you or whatever.
Yeah.
But I just like up top, just sort of like, hey, bud, just pitching these your way.
Yeah.
I mean, this whole thing is something for you to consider. That mm-hmm. is the point of this entire post. But
yeah. I like to think that
I get it. Yeah. Like, I don't want any wishy-washy employees.
You want people who've considered.
Yeah, like I'm gonna hire you, and I don't have to fire you, pay you unemployment. And
yeah,
re-hire.
But I also like to think that they are assuming that these people who read that first paragraph are so enthusiastic about it that they'd be like, "Whoa, slow down a second. Look, I know you cannot wait to apply for this hose job.
I know you love hoses.
Yeah, but let's consider some things.
Okay, things to consider: candidates must be open to walking flights of stairs and working. High of ground level. I assume working high off ground level mm-hmm. is what they mean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do like that they say must be open to. This uh-huh. is very winery.
Yeah.
Now I'm backing off. I think this is like someone higher up than they should be describing this job. Because if you're saying open to, you know, it's like, I need to be, this job I need to be open. No, this job requires.
Yeah.
Well, like, well.
We have stairs where we are. Are you cool with that?
Like, oh, it's Frank and Joe. It's like, yeah, but Joe, he's not
this
open
not
to going upstairs.
Yeah.
Let's let
Joe's
him
a little
stay.
Close-minded about his stairs.
Okay, so next one is comfortable. Wow. Comfortable. Mm-hmm. Comfortable working with bees.
Nope.
During harvest, a lot of bees come out.
Nope.
I'm going to shoot you straight, man. During harvest, a lot of bees come out. A lot of bees come out during harvest, man.
I want the unknown job. I don't want to know anything anymore.
A lot of bees.
Sign me up,
they
baby.
Just come out. They just, hey, man, they're out.
Nope.
I like to think that they're in the middle of their day and just this cloud of bees. Like, oh, the bees are coming out, man. The bees are coming out.
Yeah, actually, I love you just like working. You're like really into it and you're like about to get stuff done. You're almost to your break and you just hear... You're like, oh, shit, not again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They They're just like, coming. You just like you hear people dropping their hoses on the ground and like running. Like
it's
a couple of brave,
yeah,
a couple of brave souls like trying to shoot the
bees. Because of it. Like, you were getting a break at 1:15. Now it's like 1:45.
You know, I think this job was written alternately by a person who was shouting from doing the job and a person who's scribing and trying to soften the blow.
I like to think that that person shouting the job is also being talked to by someone in a lower place, like in a tunnel. That's like, hey, don't forget to tell about the bees. They come out sometimes. It's like, oh, yeah, the bees. The bees come out sometimes.
Yep. Okay. So after we hit the bees here, it says comfortable again. Comfortable working outside in all weather conditions.
That was like Rayleigh's.
Which in... Rayleigh's?
Oh. Grocery store back home.
Oh.
Yeah.
You had to be in all weather conditions for
like,
a store that was mostly inside?
Okay, so it was like a Ralph's or a Vons, and you had cart hour where you have to be outside for an hour, bringing in all the carts on like this hot, on like an asphalt. Mm. And I was hired in January or something. It was rainy and cold, and you just put on more layers. But then come the summers in the valley, it was like
hot.
103 plus, and you can add on more layers, but you can't take off layers.
You can't. You're just
and
wearing those
so
weirdo khakis.
You're just dripping in sweat.
Weirdo black khakis.
I remember there
shorts.
Was like, unless you buy your own water, there's no water available, and you had to be outside the whole time during your cart hour, and you're just
they just like kick you out.
All of the other employees in the air conditioned building when you're bringing the carts.
You're just thinking about all that frozen fish in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
It's always so cold.
Comfortable working
outside
on Earth. Got it.
Got it. Uh-huh. Minimum qualifications required. Okay, so we're past things to consider, and now we're under minimum qualifications required. Able to lift 25 to 50 pounds on a consistent basis.
Check.
Must be organized, productive, self-motivated, and dependable.
Check.
Must have reliable transportation.
Semi-check.
Must be able to keep up with fast-paced production.
Okay.
And then training provided, which is a part of the minimum qualifications required. man, just to wrap, you know, just to wrap up the last nuts and bolts here, it says job type full time. What they mean is just so many hours, and then salary 13 an hour. So not really a salary, just wages, and then shifts.
Isn't
multiple
the minimum
shift.
Wage 13.25 now?
Probably.
I don't think up there it is.
I think it's if you have like 25 employees or less. Or more, sorry. It's
you know what? We have debated this several times. We've never looked it up. So
yeah,
at some point, we're going to
some point.
We're gonna have to drill down on labor.
Yeah,
work.
We're
going
to definitely dedicate a whole hour to looking it up.
$13.25 an hour like last year.
Sure.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
they're behind.
Well, but LA is ahead of other places.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because
sorry.
It's so god awful expensive to simply be here.
Sorry, Lodi.
We're paying by the hour for these microphones.
So this is three shifts this job runs. It runs a 6 a.m. to a 2:30 p.m.,
yep.
A 2 p.m. to a 10:30 p.m., and a 10 p.m. to a 6:30 a.m.
I'm going
to
go ahead and say that that's just the shifts. That's just we run all the time.
Yeah, it's
well,
constantly.
There are some 30-minute overlaps where you get to see some friends.
Well, maybe you're with friends the whole time. Like how many? They said hoses, plural.
I want to say that this is a job where you sign up for shifts. And I want to say that like they'll be like, you have to do minimum 40, but you can sign up for more.
I bet
this is absolutely a job where you can be like, oh, I'm going to work 6 a.m. to 2:30, but I also signed up for 2 to 10:30.
Yeah.
And I bet you can do that at this type of job. Because of, again, harvest season. The most glorious, also painful time of year.
And then...
I feel like this isn't a job that like is on the books. I feel like this is an under the table job.
Could be. Very well could be. Now, one last thing. The compensation. This is rare. The compensation actually gets bumped up.
$1 an hour. This is probably a first for us.
This is absolutely a first. Normally they just fucking cut it.
Yeah,
they just
gut
it.
Oftentimes jobs will list how much you get paid right at the top, and then when it gets down to the bottom of the page, it gives you less money.
I feel like you're experts on this now.
So far, we
started a podcast.
We're Craigslist sharks at this point. So the compensation in the little box says 13 to 14 per hour. So, hey.
So that's like if you worked this festival last year, did not die from physical labor or bees, you are back, and you get $14 an hour.
I feel like if you work this job, you should contact the other job, the benefits consulting job, to be like, hey, what are my benefits for this specific job?
I guarantee
job?
You do that. They pick up the phone. They're like, huh? What? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. benefits consult. Yeah. Miss Peggy. Miss Paige. Is,
yeah, she's right here. Let me go get her.
Yeah, let me go grab her.
He's like a sound effects board. All right, well, I don't know if I can fully say fuck this place. Definitely fuck
legit,
this place.
But this kind of seems like one of the more abusive places in Lodi where you're like a field worker.
Yeah, I would say absolutely field working. And again, I can't stress enough, getting attacked by bees is a weird thing to have to consider in your job.
But apparently you will be armed with a hose.
Yeah. And thus continues another year of the war of the hoses and the bees.
Do we apply now? And do we wait?
No, we don't.
Do we all just apply?
That concludes fuck this place? Question mark.
Okay, Brooke, what was the first job you've ever had?
Raley's.
Raley's.
We've already identified.
Yeah, we touched on that. Yeah, yeah.
Kind of. Well, I also sold like tomatoes that my grandpa grew in his backyard on the corner of the street.
Okay. Let's talk about that. Uh-huh. Did you receive compensation for that?
I did. So it was 25 cents a tomato, a dollar bag, as you can see that makes clear sense.
That's how much you got?
Well, that's how much the price was.
The price, yeah.
Oh, I got to keep it all.
Oh, wow.
But I was like forced to work. Like I couldn't take a day off.
So 7 days straight of working, selling tomatoes for a dollar a bag.
Yes.
And you had to keep the money?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was really hot. Was this? Did you not hear about the 103?
No. That's weather? Yeah, I get that. Was this like some kind of harsh lesson your grandpa was trying to?
What's the point?
Okay, truthfully, I feel like he just grew too many tomatoes and wanted to get rid of them.
Okay.
And and it was fun. The first day, I'm like, oh, cute. It's like a lemonade stand. And then it was like, all right, 3 p.m.
The neighbor's like,
all
the girls
around.
Selling tomatoes again.
And then once cars, because we lived, it was like a weird community around a park where there's not a lot of traffic. So once like we weren't getting too much street traffic, I started to take my radio wagon around the block
to sell tomatoes.
And I would have to go door to door. Yes. And be like, hi, would you like to buy a bag of tomatoes? It's a dollar a bag or 25 cents per tomato.
It's a pretty good price, honestly.
No, that's a good price. That's a real good price.
Sometimes this like anomaly giant tomato would grow and that would just be a whole dollar.
Sure.
Well, if you want like the fatty tomato.
Yeah, you're like I'm not fucking stupid. Right? It's a big ass tomato.
And my papa painted like these beautiful signs too, and I'd have to tape them to my wagon and walk around the block with all of his paintings.
I know it's not this, but this almost sounds in the way of like when your parents catch you smoking a cigarette, so like, you gotta smoke a whole pack of cigarettes. Like, I feel like you ate a tomato and they're like, well, you know what? Now you're gonna sell every goddamn tomato.
I hated tomatoes. I couldn't even talk about the product to be like, it's gross.
So he's all like, he was like, no, I want you to get familiar with tomatoes. They're great. It's actually a fruit. You know,
I was like, they're organic. We have to, and I had no idea what the F are organic means. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And like, he would talk about how we would grow marigolds around it. And if you tap the marigolds, the smell would go out and scare all the bugs away.
Huh. What? Is
that
real?
Hashtag harvest season. I don't know.
Wait, okay. I'm just...
I grew corn once. It never grew. I planted it, though.
Can we... All right. How did it come about that, like... When did it happen? Was it just like one day he just walks in and is like, Brooke, you're selling tomatoes? Or did he sell it? Like, how did it start?
I don't... Okay, I'm sorry. I don't quite remember.
How old were you?
I was maybe like 10.
Okay.
8 to 10. Uh-huh. There's photos of it.
Sure.
Like, maybe not of me, but like of my papa prepping the radio wagon, and my sister's like, yeah, she's going to go out to work. Uh-huh.
And you're just looking real hesitant in the back.
Just me, yeah. Like, but I think one time I was friends with a bunch of like the little neighborhood kids who lived one block over in a cul-de-sac, and we all just raided our parents' pantries and we're like, we're going to have a lemonade stand, but just sell everything in our parents' house. And so I think this was like punishment. Like, you want to sell things on the corner? Here's the tomatoes.
Okay. All right. So this makes a little more sense. Uh-huh. You tried to sell your parents' shit.
Yeah.
And your pop-up was like,
yeah, your pop-up was like, I got something
to
sell.
Which is an adult, if I came home and my child tried to pawn all the food in my fridge, I'd be like, what the? Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'd be mad.
I hate you. I'm hungry.
Okay.
So how long did you do this for? Because, okay, I know it was seven days a week, but it was what?
Brief.
Okay. Okay. How long a day? Tell me 6 hours.
It was until the tomatoes were gone. Like I had
wow,
to
you don't
forever.
Come back with any tomatoes. Don't yeah. you dare come back with tomatoes.
He had like 8 to 9 plants in the backyard. And I really think it was a legit, like, we have a surplus.
Sure.
We had this tomato operation.
Yeah, supply and demand.
Yes, he had a surplus, but there's plenty of people that would have a surplus of tomatoes. And then they would do one or two things. One, they would make their own pizza sauce or something, right? Mm-hmm. That's why you have lots of tomatoes.
Yeah.
Or they just give them to people.
Well, I didn't even really eat tomatoes growing up. Uh-huh. And I don't think we were like, oh, let's get tomatoes from the garden, cut them up. I don't know why we had tomatoes. I think he just liked to grow things.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. And tomatoes probably were
very rewarding to him. Yeah, but what
I'm saying is, what do we do with it?
He could have taken them to a food pantry or something.
Yeah. But instead, he not only grew too much of these tomatoes, but then he was like, how can I create more work? I'm going to paint a sign. He's just like, do more. And then
a beautiful sign. He's a very talented artist, and it was a beautiful sign.
It sounds like it was a good operation this guy was running, but it
honestly,
is.
Sounds better than new positions salad. Open.
Yeah. So you did that for a very brief time. That's your first gig.
Yeah.
First job was at
Rayleigh's.
My first.
And that was the you don't bring your own water bottle, so now you don't get to drink water job, right?
Basically.
You were like, can I buy a water from the store?
I think once there was like a cooler and they like handed us one water bottle as like a, like, we feel really bad for you. Yeah. But
it's
this 107. Is the only day that we're going to do this.
Yeah.
I have a question. If you're out, you know, on the parking lot for an hour.
We weren't allowed to come back in.
Yes. I got that.
I was abused.
You're spending the entire time just running around picking up shopping carts?
Well, I'm not running. I'm like more like lollygagging.
You're sort of walking generally around because in an hour, how many carts are truant? You know what I mean?
A lot.
How many? It's just one person in the parking lot on that hour of parking, or is it several of you?
And it was like when
one person for a parking lot, that makes sense, I guess. I mean,
it was
big.
One person parking lot, and you had like the cool like Bermuda shorts, but they're the Bermuda slacks.
Yes.
With the maroon Rayleigh's t-shirt with the white stripes on the side.
Extra thick material.
It was like a jersey. Mm-hmm. But you go around and you go to all the little slots where people drop off their carts, and you push them all together, and then on top of the hot asphalt and the hot weather, you have to slowly push, and you'd have like 12 carts. But then the worst part, you know when you're like pushing a cart around the grocery store and it has like that odd wheel, and it kind of always tries to veer.
Oh, yeah.
It always
the truant
veers
wheel.
To the
Who
left.
Could forget?
Yeah, it will always veer
making
to the left.
Making fun of me using the word truant.
Or veer to the right. Mm-hmm. It was like.
Or just kind of spinny.
That, but 12 carts.
Wow.
So you're pushing
12 spinnies.
12 carts in, and they just all want to go left. Uh-huh. And you can't hit any of the cars in the parking lot, because
I was just like, God forbid, Jesus.
Did you have one of those little machiney things? Like, I've seen those machiney things lately, but like.
No.
It's just a bunch of
pure abuse.
So what? Why did you get the grocery store job? I mean, like, were there other things?
It was
you
tomato
considered?
Season's over, or you were like, you know what? I'm gonna go big market
I
on tomatoes.
I love getting rid of tomatoes.
Yeah. And they were like, "Listen, little lady, you got to work up to tomatoes, okay?"
It was
shopping
the first
carts.
Place that hired me, and I remember my interview, and. And I applied at so many different places. I got hired at Baskin Robbins, but I broke my ankle. But like that guy seemed weird. He was like, "We only when you
take
training,
two ankle girls.
We're allowed." I remember he's like, "When we're training, we're allowed to pay you less than minimum wage. You can check that information out because that's true." Like very aggressive man
For a Baskin Robbins.
For
especially.
Baskin Robbins, yeah. But I broke my ankle, and so I couldn't work there.
Like when
in the interview.
No.
Just like
probably the next day.
Okay,
I did get hired. And
oh,
I just
got it.
Never showed up.
He got a call though, where you're like, actually, I can't take the job. I broke my ankle. He was like, broke your ankle.
I don't think I was that polite. But I remember my Rayleigh's interview, and it was like, why do you want to work at Rayleigh's? And it's just like, because I need fucking money.
Every person who's ever been hired at that level.
Because I want to buy clothes.
Yeah.
But I remember having to come up with like, well, I was like, well, my papa, back to him, he would take me to the grocery store and I'd always get my cookie. And it was just the best time to go to the grocery store with my papa.
Yep.
And, and I was so good at my job. I was so stupid good at it. And I remember they get like the secret shoppers come in.
Oh.
And so you always have to be nice and peppy because you don't know if you're serving a secret shopper.
Sure, 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 sure.
And you could get a bad review. And then they would like submit all of it. I wanted a secret shopper. I wanted it so bad because I knew I'd get 5 stars. But
were you a cashier or
I was a bagger?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But I forgot what there was. They don't send cashiers out of it. So that wasn't bagger.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Some like you're like you're like customer success associate.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what the fuck is this? Like, oh, you're putting shit in bags and you're standing in the parking lot 1 hour at a time. So, you know,
yeah, Martin, you're on customer success associate duty. After that, back to carts.
That's basically it. But no, I remember they got like a really bad review. Like a secret shopper came in. Everyone
trashed them.
Trash
them.
That's
great.
And I remember the man who hired me, Dean something. And I remember him so well.
Dean.
And he like, we all had to have a meeting in his office. And I remember the one he told me, he's like, the one thing that I did best this year was hire you. I was like,
and that's how you know he's a sociopath.
Yeah. I like to think that
like, you know how people take responsibility for people that were already good?
Yeah.
I'm a victim now.
Yeah. But you know, do you know what I'm saying? Like you were going to work at that Baskin Robbins and you were going to smile at people enough. And you know what I mean? Like you weren't going to be, you didn't walk in a hot fucking mess and this guy turned you into gold.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
just showed up as like a semi-respectable person.
Oh, I was more than semi.
Sure. And
I was gold stars.
And like the people take, like he didn't do anything to get you to work there. You walked in of your own volition and he was like, I pick you over trash. Great. I'm sorry.
Oh God,
now I'm just mad.
A drug test.
Yeah, great. And you passed
to work
it.
At Raley's.
To work at Raley's, yeah.
To push shopping carts
but
in
no,
the sun.
Nick, it was a hair drug test.
What?
Whoa, that's like deep.
I forgot
about this.
That goes way back in your past.
If you've ever thought about drugs, in your hair.
Got an ex-boyfriend back here in this hair.
Well,
like,
yeah,
Jesus.
No. So, like, I didn't hang out with the best crowd, and I remembered, like, they smoked pot all the time, and I was so paranoid
that
I was, like, in the same room, it would be in my hair.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, God, it's in my system. And I had to go to a special clinic in Stockton where they go and they cut out in 10 different spots.
Oh.
Or 10 to 15 different spots on your head, 10 strands of your hair, and then it gets sent for a drug test.
Wow.
This is
bullshit.
Well, then
it goes up to the president. It comes back down.
That's too much. That's too goddamn much.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a lot. Like, I remember I was like, okay, yeah, 10 strands, that's not bad. And then it was a lot of hair that they cut off my head. For real.
Came back all V for Vendetta.
That's just, come on. All right, whatever.
Sobbing as they do it.
I hate everything. I hate the guy who hired you. I hate the people who manage you.
I'm going to say this one.
You don't have to. Great. The mic isn't in your face. Great. So how did you leave?
Okay, so I felt like, working.
Or did, I mean,
this
did
is
you?
Just
have
my
you left?
Comparison. I felt like working there was at the time being 18 or so, I was almost 18 in my mind is equivalent to like a communist country where you all do. I know it's so bad to say. I don't
but
think
no freedoms
that
is what you're saying.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Where
I mean you did get multiple hair strand
like
drug
during
tested.
Training they tell you you're not allowed to talk to each other unless a customer was involved.
Absolutely.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, which okay, and so here's why I was so upset was all my coworkers could talk to each other and hang out and goof off, and I couldn't.
Why not?
There's something in me that says I can't break the
rule. Oh, yeah. No, that, like, yeah, correct. That is, again, why you were a good employee and has nothing to do with that motherfucking guy who took all the credit for it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And then, too, like, I felt like the one time that I did, I just would get in trouble.
Sure. Yeah, and, because that asshole sociopath supervisor is sitting there thinking, like there's two people talking and he's like, should I step in on that? No. And then someone else starts talking and I was like, should I step on that? No. And then the goody two shoes starts talking and it's like, ah, it's gone too far.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. Yeah. It's like the teacher that yells at the kids who are in class about the kids who are ditching.
Correct.
Yes. And so it's like, yes. And so it's like the new positions apply where it's just like, it's not based on seniority, but this was based on seniority. And the longer you were there, the more money that you made. And the people who worked there longer than me all sucked.
Yep.
Like two of them were sleeping in the freezer. Sorry, sleeping together. They're having sex in the freezer.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's even cooler. Yeah, yeah.
And I do mean cool.
So they weren't sleeping. They'd be dead.
They were burning in the freezer.
They were awake, they were very awake, real warm in the bouncing freezer. In the freezer. Mm-hmm. And so I was like really upset because they made so much more money than me. And because
for doing it in the freezer.
Getting paid to do it.
Because I was only there for 6 months. I couldn't. And so I would ask every person who I walked out of the restaurant, what do you do for a living? What do you do for a living? Or out of the
grocery store.
Grocery store. Because I had to offer to walk people out. Like, do you want help out to your car?
Sure.
And everyone said yes. So
everyone did say yes, huh?
Yeah, even people who don't need help. They would just be like, keep me company. Yeah.
Did you get tips doing that? Did you get tips for that?
We weren't allowed to accept tips.
But did you get any?
So one time there was like this lady with a scarf that was like a piano scarf.
Uh-huh.
And she rode the little electric scooter and she had 50 cents. And they would tell us in training that, and I'm so paranoid all the time. And they told us in training that if we accepted tips that they have, not Secret Service, but
the Secret Service.
They would the come
Secret Shoppers?
No, the that? Security, the like undercover security would come and I would lose my job.
Oh, my
and
God.
And she had 50 cents. She had two quarters and she was like, let me tip you. And she was super old. And I was like,
you were like, ugh.
I was like, oh, thank you. I was like, no, you can't tip. And one line they told us was like, if you really wanted to tip us, you can always put in the little donation jar for the like.
Oh, cans go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, and I said that to her and I was just like, oh, like I can't accept tip. And she's taking the little 50 cents and trying to shove it in my pocket.
She's got like two brittle fingers.
I'm gonna lose my job.
I like to think and then like just two like really tall guys in suits come over and they just like arrest you both.
Dude, how fucking bullshit is it that like several industries have taken tips out of a place where people expected tips to be?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know, back in the quote-unquote good old days that all these motherfuckers are trying to get back to, you bag people who would take your shit out to your car, you'd get drop them a fucking dollar for walking outside with you. Just like, it's like, this, that is actual tipping. You know, like, I don't need to do this. It's just something for being nice to me, and it's for you. It's not for these motherfuckers. It's for you.
Yeah.
And they got a fucking steal.
What it is, I think, too, is because they don't want, and I've had a job tell me this before about, because I was putting out a tip cup that I wasn't supposed to be. And they said because they don't want people to feel guilty, like they have
that's
to tip, and they don't want to have that. And I'm not defending it.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that's what I was told.
I completely agree with you. In this case, it's the exact exception because there's no like tip jar. There's no.
It's just a person
walking beside you.
Yeah.
And you can tip them if you want. That's what tips were supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy that those guys come out and arrest you both for doing that, though.
It is nuts.
That poor little like lady. Taking you back. I remember when they took her chair away from her.
And then you like look back and they like shot her in the head. She's like dead. And like the other shopping cart person like has to come and like pick her up, her body real quick, you know? Throw it in a cart. It's got that weird squeaky wheel thing you're talking about. It's all squeaky as it's going back.
This is a lesson.
Guy gets in her car and drives it into a river.
Oh,
somewhere.
My God.
But one of the people who I walked out told me about Chili's. And she told me about how you could go to this magical place.
She worked at Chili's.
Where if you worked really hard, you would get compensated appropriately.
Maybe even you would get tips.
Via tips.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then did you go to Chili's?
Oh, I went and applied immediately. It was like a long
You were like,
process.
What's this? Chili's? What are you?
Yeah.
What is this place?
But it was like a really long process. It was like 100 questionnaire about your personality.
God, I remember
there was
that
a math test, and there was like a massive group of people that there was like a massive hiring or something, but we were all applying together. And I remember that. And they hired me and they put me into Go. And the girl who trained me, she was going to get promoted to server afterwards. And a month later, as soon as I turned 18, they demoted her back to Go and promoted me in her place.
No shit, because you could serve alcohol.
Yeah.
And you were like, I was legally able to. Decent person.
And I was like, hi, I'm Susie Server. How can I take care of you tonight?
You called yourself Susie Server?
Would you like one of our Presidente margaritas? Or how about our enchilada soup? It's so good.
Man, Chili's.
I like to think you were doing that too when you were selling tomatoes.
Ha! Y'all like tomatoes?
Y'all want some of my tomatoes? They're homegrown and organic.
So you're telling me the way you got out of Raley's was you asked people about their jobs. Like you information interviewed people, which is a brilliant tactic. Like,
Thank you.
At much higher levels of scale, you know, like that's what people do at like conventions anyway. Mm-hmm. And you heard about Chili's. That basically someone's like, I work at Chili's and I get a shitload of money because I'm a server. And you were like, my God.
Yeah.
And then just applied.
It was like watching the sunrise.
Great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy I did it.
It's a new day.
How did you quit? Did you just like leave or like put in notice? Or?
I gave my 2 weeks. Wow. And I remember it was like when that, and my manager was like kind of like this older guy who's definitely a biker, like drove a motorcycle. And it was when that Should Have Had a V8 commercial came out where they would like hit people in the forehead.
Should have had a Hemi, you mean?
No, should have had a V8.
Mm.
What?
We both know awful redneck commercials.
Yeah, I remember the Hemi one. I don't remember the V8 one.
Oh, it was like, should have had a V8. And they would like hit people in the forehead.
Oh, yeah, they would hit people.
The old hitting people commercial.
I remember that one.
The old hit people commercial. It's okay. It's Subway. Sponsored by Subway. But on my last day to Don, the manager, who was like such a dear guy, I went up to him and I was like, should have had a V8. And I smacked him in the forehead and I was like, I shouldn't have done that.
So you assaulted your boss on your last day.
I did. Yeah.
So you basically said, fuck you, I'm going to Chili's.
Yeah. But I mean, that is just what we all want to do on our last day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do want to hit our boss on the forehead.
Yeah.
I would say good job.
Yeah.
But I did, I was living at home. I was barely 18. I didn't have any bills or responsibilities and I didn't have any rent.
Yeah,
and
man,
just going home with $100 in my pocket. I bought all the clothes I wanted.
Hell yeah. Free food, I assume.
Oh, so we had the Brinker card, which was you got 50% off up to 4 people at Chili's, Maggiano's, On the Border, and Macaroni Grill as many times a day as you want. And you continue to get discounts up to 10 people. And I was fat. I ate out every meal and I would get like 4-course meals. I would bring all my friends. I would treat everybody. I was living large.
Right.
This was the most rich I had ever been in my entire life.
For sure.
Yeah, Chili's sounds great.
I loved it.
Chili's.
I had no rent. So.
Okay.
I lived at home with my mom.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Well, that's the first job and second. Uh-huh. How about your worst job?
Oh, I can't think.
I mean, tomatoes was pretty hardcore.
Raley's also fits as your worst job.
Could be. Like
there's a lot of bad
could
in
be.
That job.
I've just had a couple of bad restaurant jobs. Like when I worked at this brunch spot where I lived with my boyfriend and our roommate at the time was like this like New York guy and he owned the brunch spot. So
oh,
I was
shit.
Like, hey, I'll come and work with you for a little bit. And I only worked there for 4 weekends. It was like, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
But he yelled at me 3 times in front of a guest.
In
like,
4 tries.
And then you both went.
4 tries, yeah. And, you know, it was just like, he was such a bad boss.
Right.
And it was just, I.
So he yelled at you and then you just both went home at the same time?
Yes. And he was a psychopath, though. He was a psychopath a little
right.
bit. And, like, there was, I remember one time.
Wow, living with your boss.
One time I was serving a table and I look over and I could see in the doorway him yelling at another employee. But he was, like, on 1 foot, like, vein popping out of his neck, just, like, screaming at this person. And I'm trying to take an order.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, this is awful.
Yeah. But he's, like, yelling at this other person about you still.
Yeah.
He's like, God damn it. You've seen Brooks
doing over there?
Yes.
At this point, you, I mean, you were experienced. Like, this wasn't, like, your first
gig. Yeah, and he had no idea how to run a restaurant or was involved. I worked at another spot where that guy had no idea how to run a restaurant. We would get into fights all the time. He had his lawyers. Like, I was constantly in his, like...
Lawyers?
My name was constantly in his mouth between him and the lawyers.
Lawyers?
Yeah, like...
On site? Well, just, like, had an office
over, like,
in
mimosas?
The back?
What is this about?
Well, like, it was a couple things. Like, he... We would work anywhere from 7 to 11 hour shifts without a break. My Sunday shift ranged about 7 to 9 hours each time. No break.
So hardcore.
And legally, they have to give you a break after 5.5 hours.
Correct.
Unless you sign a meal waiver. Then it's after 6 hours.
Correct. If you're hitting 8 hours, you have to have breaks.
And so, like, I'm there for fucking ever. So I would order and pay for food from the kitchen. And then just when I was in the back, I would snack on the food that I bought.
Correct.
And he put out an email that was like,
hell yes.
Yeah. He was like, you're not allowed to eat during blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, you know, like, we're working 7+ hours without breaks and we're just burning a lot of energy.
Wait, like, this email is directed only to you or to, like, it's like
to
a mass
group.
Email, but it's like about
it's a mass
you.
Email. God. Well, everyone kind of did it a bit, but he was like, you know, I was like, you know, we're burning a lot of energy and we're working 7+ hours on the floor.
I can't go more than 3 hours without eating.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
I'm hungry
constantly eating
all
food
the time.
While I'm at work.
It's still an issue at my current job.
I'm constantly eating
different.
Other customers' food while I'm at
same. But then he, so I lost my train of thought.
He sent us an email. You responded.
Yeah. And he was like, well, if you feel like you're burning too much energy on the floor, I can just always cut your shift in half.
Motherfucker.
And this is all written. And I wrote back in writing. I was like, did you just threaten me over meal break violations?
Fair.
Nice. Oh, nice. Immediate, like, lawyer response. Like, oh, no. I was just saying, like, if you needed time, but blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. So then there was a period of time where I was the only person who had to take a break. Nobody
because
else took a break.
Because lawyers
like
got involved.
Four. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What
and
a piece of shit.
Of
this is such a fucking dog.
Well,
what
he told us, too. So if you're serving a table and your table dine and dashes.
Yeah.
You are not responsible for that money. Mm-hmm. You are legally not responsible.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And the way it was like, the way that the, it was a bar / arcade / restaurant. And the way that it was set up is people can come and dine and then get drinks and play video games and
ooh.
Just walk around. Uh-huh. So at the time we didn't take cards to begin with. And sometimes they would, but sometimes you get like fake cards. People are good.
Yeah.
And, and they'd be walking around and get really packed and people would disappear. And it didn't happen very often, but like apparently somebody walked out on a $600 tab.
Jesus.
Things like that. Uh-huh. And so he sent us an email and he was like, hey, if for some reason somebody walks out on their tab, you are responsible for half. Why are you only responsible for half? Because I'm nice, smiley face. And this is all in writing. And I just screenshot all of the California labor laws and everything that says that like... Uh-huh. No, we are not responsible for any of it unless you can prove pure negligence or
right,
that
you
were some
yeah,
that we chose
you were
to
in
do
on.
Which you'll never be able to prove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it,
by
it
the
was
way.
Like some other things, but he was really heinous to me.
Wow. Heinous.
Because you stuck up for yourself. Because
I stuck up for myself.
Uh-huh.
And even my coworker, I'd be like, hey, like, you feel the same way. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm the only person saying things. I was getting punished. I would get shifts taken away from me.
Right.
Like, little shitty things.
Of course.
That
yeah.
he would do to kind of fuck me over, but he couldn't fire me because he knew I had all of this ammunition.
Yeah.
And then finally, I got a better restaurant job.
Right.
What dick.
Yeah.
Dude, dick.
Fuck that guy.
Can I say that?
Yeah.
Okay. We've been cussing like crazy.
Dick.
It's called fuck this place. You say,
fuck
oh,
that
yeah.
place.
Dick. Okay.
Yeah.
That was the last one. Dick.
Wow.
No, that wasn't the last one.
Okay. Do you want to get another?
Yeah, we have closing questions.
Closing questions.
So,
okay.
Closing questions. So, we have three questions we always ask everybody.
Hang on.
So, for this awful
podcast.
Job, we didn't get into this. How did you quit? I know you found another job, but like 2 weeks, you just bounced?
Yeah, I'm a good kid. 2 weeks.
Wow.
Very respectful.
When did you realize you were done at that job? You know what I mean? Like, because when you're done and when you leave
aren't always the same.
It was long before.
Yeah.
I also, I didn't understand that I was getting mistreated before. while other people were not. Like,
you didn't understand that. You thought he was being a shithead. You thought he was a shithead. Then things got extra shitty. You thought, well, it's extra shitty for everyone. And then you realized, no, it's just extra shitty for me.
I came out to LA to be an actor, not to be a waitress. Uh-huh. Sure. I was like, this is just my day job.
Right.
My night job. And it's like, I don't have a backup plan to pay my rent until I make acting money. And I know that there's other things I could do. I just haven't figured them out, but it was just like, I didn't know what I would do financially, so I felt kind of stuck there. But I was definitely done very soon after opening. Mm-hmm. I helped open the restaurant.
An open restaurant is always a red flag too, because they have no fucking idea what they're doing. If they know what they're doing.
Even
if they know they're doing, they still don't know what they're doing for the first 6 months.
The one I work for now, they're good. I helped open that one too, and they know what they're doing, and they're very smart business people.
Was it the very first restaurant they ever opened?
No, this is the second one. The first one was the crazy guy.
Yeah, but the ones that you said you're working for now, that wasn't bad because you helped them open.
Oh, this is their first restaurant. Wow, that's amazing. Opened. But they have so much experience, and they were just
there. You go.
They're like very type A. Like they're like type A plus people. Right. Yeah.
Dope. Okay, question number two. This guy gets me either of these awful two wait staff jobs. What's one good thing you took from that very bad job?
How to hustle.
Yeah.
I can hustle my ass off and be like, work with no crew or no staff and just be like, hi, how are you? What can I get you? Hi, how are you? Mm-hmm. What can I get you? Right, boom, 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 boom.
I would say also a hell of a legal.
You're a shark.
I learned a lot about labor laws. Well, because I felt like, you know, you trust your gut and your intuition. And I was like, something's not right. Like, this doesn't sound right. Is this real? Can this person treat me like this? And he can't.
Definitely can't treat you like this.
Fuck no.
Yeah, you're going to say something.
Fuck this place.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Okay, so then last question is more of a philosophical one, so it might take a minute. What's one job that you'd really like to do or you think you'd be good at, but you're completely unqualified for, or rather unqualified for right now?
I guess this would be my dream job that I didn't go for. Does that count?
What's your answer?
Marine biologist.
That is the answer, yes. Marine biologist. Ding, ding,
ding. Yeah, well, I'm quietly like a huge like math science nerd. Mm. And I don't.
STEM is important.
And I don't talk about it a lot. But I'm super into animals. And if I could do any other job, I would definitely go get some kind of degree in science and then specialize in marine biology and work on ocean conservation.
Hell yeah. Well, what, you know, how far down that road have you dabbled?
Oh, I almost, so, you know, being an actor, you kind of go back and forth between things.
Yeah.
And I think it was last year before I started getting a bunch of commercial work. Like I was signed up at Glendale Community College to go in and like take the test so that I can go and start studying for a degree in marine biology.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, but then
I love it. Just dancing right on the edge. But then
I started booking a bunch of commercials, and I was like, I don't have time for this.
Right, that's the point. If you don't have time, then you know you're doing
the
enough.
Right thing. Yeah, that I love, which I love acting more than anything.
Of course you do.
But
marine biology. Mm-hmm. Still kind
of
cool.
I know. I love it. Although I'm deathly afraid of orcas.
Well, you know, and as far as marine biology goes, that's just one part of marine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have legit nightmares about them.
Yeah. Well, they are aggressive animals that we are not very kind to.
Yeah.
So they're coming for us.
Like bunny rabbits. I'm less scared of sharks than I am orcas.
Yeah. I mean, orcas are kind of assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't really attack people.
I have
though,
nothing against
them. Unless you're in
SeaWorld.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, don't get me started.
They attack people
that.
In the wild?
They'll take boats down as a group, and then they'll just play with the boat.
Hell yeah, orcas.
They got that big white spot on the side of the head, make you think it's an eye, they look bigger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, is there?
Oh, shit, is there an orca in here?
Orcas.
Damn.
Can I quick, briefly describe a weird job I had?
Of course, yeah, please.
Okay, so when I was 18, my mom signed me up on the models or like Star Search or something.
Oh.
And I had this job in Tracy And originally it was supposed to be like just a cleavage shot, and but it turned into like a I did like a topless calendar, but I was covered. It was tasteful.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. As like the centerfold of a gas station catalog.
Oh my God.
And so like,
wait, you just wanted to just drop this in at the end?
Wait, but that's not the weird part.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Get to the weird part.
The weird part is I had to, so that I got paid like a grand to do, or $1,100 to do that, which was really cool. Mm-hmm. At the time, that was a lot of money. I was 18.
Absolutely.
And then I had to dress up in like a like lingerie corset and jeans and heels and ride around in the van with my boss and get out at gas stations and sign the catalog and take pictures with the guys and then get back in and ride around. And I bought my family some sick ass Christmas gifts that year.
What the fuck?
So you just drove around in a van in lingerie and jeans.
Yeah.
Signing your...
You're my top was tasteful. I was like covered, like you don't see anything, but I'm definitely like naked on top, and then just my arms are like across. And
for
like,
the gas station,
for the gas station clerks.
Okay,
and they got so excited. They're like, "Wow, it's a real model."
Oh my God, dude. Okay, so what,
man?
What did you and your boss talk about in the van?
Life, mostly my boy troubles, and he was like, "I definitely looked like." And I'm still friends with him to this day. But I definitely, like, I looked like a younger version of his ex-wife.
No!
No.
They were, like, recently divorced. And when we were doing the topless shoot, my boyfriend at the time was there with me during the topless shoot. Mm-hmm. But, like,
your other child boyfriend.
Yeah, correct.
Some kids came by, and, like, the neighborhood kids who were friends of the ex-wife who were like, can we get sugar, we're baking a cake, and like it was clearly like
on about kids
like
and food and
decoys that were sent over there to be like, what's going on
from,
here
from the ex.
Yeah,
she came over, she was like, I think he's over here getting little nudes with a girl looks like me.
But we would just talk about life, and I talk about my boy troubles, and he was always really respectful. But then sometimes I would get paid to go. I was basically an escort, low-key without the title. But I would get paid to go to like his friend's barbecues or like a nice like party with him, and I was like, okay. And but he never touched me, never made an advance.
Yeah, he's
like,
a great guy anyway. Yeah. so you would go to barbecues and and just what, hang out with him
and his friends? Yeah. And get to like drink
Were you wearing the jeans and the thing?
No, so like the like barbecue hangouts and stuff like that. That was like just be comfortable. Yeah.
Hold on. Just showing up
as a centerfold
in regular clothes.
He's like, hey, you don't got to come in uniform to this. This is casual.
To a barbecue of fully grown men.
And their wives.
Oh.
I was doing non-wife.
But you're serving, you're the role, you're playing the role of his date.
Basically. without being called that, yes.
Oh my, so
how old was this dude?
Yeah.
This was like definitely twice my age at the time. He was like in his 40s.
Okay. Okay, so.
Okay, cool.
Go ahead. So walk me through this. So he's like, yeah, come to the barbecue, and then, excuse me, and then. And you're like, okay, sure. Is it for the gas station? And then he's like, no, this is off book. This is off the record. You're just coming to hang out. And then so how does he introduce you?
This is Brooke.
Question. Did you get paid for the gigs?
Did you get paid?
Yeah. All right. I got paid for it. I got $15 an hour to sit and ride in the van. At the time when minimum wage was like $8.
Yeah, so you got $1,100 for the shoot, $15 an hour to ride around and sign, and then for the barbecues.
I would get like $15 an hour.
Jesus.
And then too, like there was like a... like. Okay.
Wait, are we saying fuck this place? Or?
No, I'm saying I'm in. Good job.
Like, it was so great. Like, okay. And it was never anything asked of me or anything like that. Uh-huh, like I never once felt uncomfortable.
I mean, it's super fucked up still, but I just, what I'm saying is good job.
Yeah.
But like there was a gap for his company, and it wasn't his company, like his company participated, like he sold items to gas stations and like gas to gas stations, and so there was a gala and like I went and I like got a nice dress. I got to go with him and I was definitely way overdressed for that. And then another time it was I went to Alcatraz with him and his kids and I got paid. But I was like basically like a babysitter.
Okay.
I guess we just have to leave that there.
Yeah, just leave it there.
All right. I just wanted to throw that.
No, I'm really glad you did.
Yeah.
I'll be swirling on it for weeks. Hey, thanks everybody for listening.
Yeah, everybody, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you're listening. You can follow Brooke on Instagram at MacDaddyBrooklyn. She's also an actress in LA, and she can be seen in the upcoming miniseries Audition Life. Check out our Instagram for announcements on that. If you're looking for other ways to support the show, don't forget you can always tell a friend. We love friends, not the show. I mean, the show's fine, but you know. Seinfeld was better. Okay, toodaloo.